This Could Work by Arsa Dell. Read by Hana Nobira. I don't think this is working, Tanner says after he's been on his knees on a cushion on the floor next to Richie for a while. He doesn't feel any calmer or more centered or whatever he's supposed to get out of doing this. Yeah, Richie says, sounding apologetic. I was never good at this part with rookies. Tanner gets up off the floor and sits down next to Richie on the couch, since he doesn't think Richie's going to be upset about it. Then why did they even put me with you? Richie shrugs. I guess they thought I would be. I was good at it the other way, when I was a rookie. Tanner glances over at him. The look on Richie's face is almost, well, wistful. Yeah? Yeah. Then maybe, Tanner says, taking a chance and firming up his voice, you should get on your knees and show me how it's done. He's still kind of surprised when Richie gives him a wide-eyed look and then slides off of the couch and onto the cushion on the floor. And yeah, this is better. Richie looks like he knows what he's doing, comfortable and settled on his knees. Tanner likes looking down at him. Messy curls of Richie's hair and Richie's perpetually open mouth, half hidden by the bend of his head. Tanner takes a chance and pets his hand over Richie's hair. Richie stills for a second, then bends a little more toward Tanner with a sigh of an exhale. And yeah, this is working. Tanner feels calmer already. He pets Richie's hair for a couple of minutes, then brushes at the edge of Richie's jaw. How much of this do you want to be good at? Richie looks up at him, a quick flash of his eyes, and then he shuffles forward, nudging himself between Tanner's knees. He waits for a second, like Tanner might stop him or something, and then unbuttons Tanner's shorts. Tanner pets Richie's hair while he blows him and tells him stuff like, that's good, Mike. You're doing great. Mike seems to like it, too. Doesn't stop, at least. And swallows, even though Tanner warns him when he's about to come. Tanner pants for a minute, but then he gathers himself together and pets Mike's hair. That was so good. You did great. He bends over and kisses the top of Mike's head. Mike's hard. Tanner can see it now. You want to get off? Yeah, Mike says, the first thing he said since he got on his knees. Go for it, Tanner says. Get your cock out and jerk off for me. Tanner watches Mike's hand on his cock, the flush on his cheeks, the way Mike keeps looking up at him. That's it, Tanner says. Come on. Show me how good you can be. Mike comes with a soft groan. Tanner keeps petting his hair and dropping praise on him. Mike pulls off his own shirt and uses it to clean up. Come on, Tanner says. Time to get up. Mike makes a protesting noise, and Tanner gentles the tug on Mike's shoulders. Come on, Tanner says. You need a nap. I'm coming with you. He has to, because he thinks maybe Mike's too blissed out to make it up the stairs alone. He wants to, because this is pretty good, and because he's pretty sure his responsibility doesn't end with both of them coming. Mike goes into bed easily when Tanner pushes him down and falls straight into sleep when Tanner gets into bed with him. Tanner strokes Mike's hair a couple of times. He's not thinking about his game or the switch to the NHL or how their season is going. He's only thinking about how he feels and about Mike. Yeah, this could work. The end.